There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Good morning to Jeffrey Rhodes, CEO Rhodes Precious Metals, Principal Consultant at Rack Gold. How are you today?
Yeah, good.
And also Gold Spurs fan, Gold Level Spurs fan.
Fantastic.
Flying off to see them in Germany. When is it?
I am. 4th of March.
Well, the Chinese market has opened up again this morning after the big long break for Chinese New Year. And I suppose you're not going to like what you've seen last night. The difference between palladium and gold was $90. That has slowed down a little bit this morning because palladium has fallen from 1404 late last night to 1382.
Yeah,
1383 this morning. So that's about $70 differential. But it was only back in 12th of December last year when gold and platinum were trading at the same price.
Absolutely.
So that differential is massive, although it's closing today. What's happened? Why has palladium in the last couple of weeks gone haywire?
Well, I think it's record after record, Malcolm. And I often talk about the situation where you get into technical blue sky. There are no charts to look at for palladium because we're at an all-time record level. And when you try to pick the top in palladium and maybe come in and sell a bit, it's very, very difficult. I mentioned last year that the interest rate, if you wanted to borrow palladium to sell it, it got to 30%. 30%, can you imagine? And even today,
that's the annualized rate.
Rate, but the annualized cost of borrowing palladium today is 10%. So if you feel that the price has gone high enough and time to sell, if it doesn't go down, you then have to pay really a heavy carrying cost. So it's very difficult to sell into this rally. And you mentioned before, Malcolm, that every year more palladium is consumed than is produced.
It's good market dynamic, that's for sure.
It's absolutely, there's no sign of it changing.
Well, tell me why, when China's open this morning, that palladium price has dropped by over $20 overnight.
Well, certainly, the rumours have been fairly rife that China has been stockpiling palladium for its auto sector for 2019. When they went away, I think the palladium price was something about 12% lower than when they came back. So having come back, and if you have stockpiled a bit of palladium, probably a good time to take some profit.
I guess watching palladium over the last couple of weeks, because it's the metal we've been talking about probably more than gold, actually, simply because of its absolutely stellar rise, is I've been wondering how palladium reacts to the same stimuli that are negative for gold, for instance, higher US interest rates, or those that are positive for gold, such as global turmoil, the safe haven thing. What moves palladium?
Completely not. It's really... Gold is a financial instrument, really. It's an alternative currency. It reacts like a currency. Palladium, you're better off looking at either base metals like copper. And also, there's a very strong relationship to crude oil. You know, oil is driven by physical demand and supply, to a certain extent, the outlook. But palladium is entirely industrial. 70% of all palladium consumed is in the auto sector. So it really is an industrial precious metal. I actually don't even know why we call it a precious metal, because it's much more industrial than used in jewellery. But it is what it is.
You say that, but I mean, this metal has actually risen by $150 over literally a number of weeks. And then surely that puts it out of industrial and into investment grade.
I don't know about investment grade, but certainly... In the middle of 2016, Malcolm, do you remember when I was banging on about palladium? You know, because you always give me a hard time about silver, to a certain extent, give me a hard time about gold.
Go on, just refresh our memories. What was it then?
It was $450 per ounce. And you could see it like the proverbial football. But since then, it's tripled. The price has tripled.
300%.
The reason it's tripled is because there is more buyers than sellers. And that's not speculative. The fact is, it's real. It's industrial.
I mean, Jeff, I was saying to Malcolm yesterday, of course, we keep talking about Palladium and lots of people are thinking, OK, so should I be rushing out now to buy Palladium? Have we left it too late?
Yes.
Or is there no point in anyone really, unless you are thinking of making parts? You know, what's the benefit?
No, look, it's certainly, I mean, as you would say in investment circles, it's not really an asset class for widows and orphans. You really can't look at it. It's at an all-time high. We've seen a series of all-time highs over the last 12 months. Now, I think, you know, I think you could easily see a retracement, Natalie, back towards $1,000 easily this year. Then it's probably worth looking at again. But when you see platinum is half the price of palladium, and platinum was always the most expensive of the precious metals, and gold is $1,300, still looking good, I think palladium is probably best to park that for now and maybe look a bit later in the year.
For anybody who does want to invest in palladium, ETFs are one channel you can do that. Is there any positive channel yet for punters who want physical?
Yeah, look, there are. If you're in Europe, it's very easy. If you're in London, it's very easy. Certainly in North America, it's very easy. My plan, as you know, is to bring physical platinum and palladium bars, make them readily available here, both bars and coins in the UAE, and I hope to do that in 2019.
Siddhartha's just texted in and said, how can I buy palladium? Because we are mentioning it, it's doing so well, and you've just said you want to bring the bars here.
Yeah, I will do.
But, you know, you and Malcolm went to the gold suits. Could you find a scrap of palladium anywhere? No.
Actually, I know one jeweller, and I can't name it, that does sell palladium jewellery. Yeah, they do. But certainly, it is on my bucket list before I retire from this market to make platinum and palladium readily available to the general public,
of course,
physically.
The volume is still with gold.
It is, of course.
Is what drives the Dubai gold souk as well. What about gold sales from Dubai to India at the moment?
India fairly flat at the moment with the price at above 1300, and of course the weak rupee has pushed gold prices in Indian rupee terms to record levels. So demand from India is flat. That means demand from Dubai from that particular sector is fairly flat, but gold is always in demand, whether it's either more or less, but Indians will always buy gold.
And alternative route, obviously with high price, alternative routes start to open up again for channeling gold into India. And I hear that 10 tola bars are making something of a recovery.
Well, 10 tola bars have never gone away, Malcolm. Don't look at me that way. But we do like the physicality, let's say, of 10 tola bars.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. So just let me ask you one thing. Technicals on gold, up or down? Where is it showing?
Well, if we can stay above 1310, extremely bullish. Yeah. We've got a potential crossover of the 100-day moving average crossing up through the 200-day moving average. That would be a massive trend-setting buy signal.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Jeffrey Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals, also principal consultant at Rack Gold. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.